Dr. Tranquility Talks on and off FM, sometimes on the internet, sometimes on FM, and we are just so excited to chat with you today. We have so much going on, and it's just been an amazing, amazing month, October, as you will see as you visit the site. We have some just fantastic stuff happening. Instant manifestation by Dr. Joe Vitale. You've got to pick it up. It is an awesome, awesome book. And also, he has a wonderful new CD out called Blue Healer. And I personally love it. I've got a couple of tracks on there. The Secret Harp is like one of my favorites in the world. And but I have a really big surprise for you guys, and the huge surprise today is that we actually have Dr. Joe Vitale here to speak with us about instant manifestation and about Blue Healer, and we're just so honored and blessed. Make sure you pop over to our relaxation lounge, because we've got some great things going on there, and the magazine. We also have a special edition of the magazine coming out on the 11th, but you have to pick up your copy of Instant Manifestation to be able to get this special edition with an interview of the amazing and wonderful Dr. Joe Vitale. So without any further ado, may I introduce Dr. Joe Vitale.
Thank you for having me. It's great to be here. I've been looking forward to this.
I've been beside myself. I'm so ecstatic.
Thank you.
So tell us, let's start with the book, and then we can move over into the music and mm-hmm. talk quite a bit about that. What was the impetus when you sat down to kind of create instant manifestation? Well, when you did sit down to create, what was your goal there, and what were you thinking about sharing through that?
What I've been doing with all my books is sharing what I've learned. And each book represents a marker in my life. It represents a time period where I had learned something, discovered it, and wanted to share it so I can help people. And as I keep growing, I keep discovering new things. And so within the last year or so, I sort of awakened to the concept of instant manifestation, which is an advanced level of the law of attraction. A lot of people have just heard about the law of attraction. Some people are stumbling around trying to make it work. Some can make it work on little things, but they can't make it work on big things. And I've been explaining the real secret to the law of attraction, and I wanted to do it in a very, I don't know, conversational, story-oriented, easy-to-understand way. And when I got the idea for instant manifestation, I said, that's really it. We really need to know how to instantly manifest, and by explaining how to do it, I could explain everything else from the secret to the law of attraction to making your life work, why it hasn't worked, what the blocks are. So, I don't know, I woke up one morning with an awakening, and I thought, you know, this is the next step for me, and I have to turn around and share it with the people that I love.
Oh, that's wonderful. Well, we're very happy you decided to do that.
Yeah, it's been my joy, and the book's barely out there, but you know, I haven't promoted it. In fact, this is the first, this is it. Here's your exclusive. This is the first interview I've done for Instant Manifestation. That's how new it is. This is
thank
it.
You.
Well, thank
well,
you.
We are so grateful here at Dr. Tranquility.
Yes. Well, this was the right place at the right time, so I guess we instantly manifested this together.
I think so. Well, I've been really just enjoying your work for a number of years, and thought to myself and talk about manifestation, gee, it would be really interesting to have an interview with him. I bet he'd be a really great guest. And then, you know, as life goes on, you just sort of bounce around, and then it popped in again, and the next thing I know, wham, I was like, okay, cool, thanks.
Yeah.
You know, so, and it's amazing how that works, isn't it?
It is. There's a flow to life and an ease to life. I used to struggle and go up the Rocky Mountain and get all bloody and beat up and everything. And I found the escalator through life. And I keep telling people, I know where the escalator is. You can go up the rocky side of the mountain and get all wounded and struggle and have a lot of drama. Or you can go on over here on the easy side and just glide. And once you find out how to glide, well, unless you just enjoy struggle, you won't go to the other side. So I tell people this is how it works. You're tuned into your own flow. You follow your inner guidance. You act on the intuitions and inspirations that come your way. And as you do that, magic and miracles, I mean literally magic and miracles end up happening without you trying. You don't force it. You just kind of let go and it happens, and here you are in the dance of life. And that's what you and I have been doing.
It's been really amazing, and I actually just got on the escalator not too long ago.
All right.
So I'm very joyous about that. I mean, we've had Dr. Tranquility has been around for about 10 years, and it's been kind of in the forms of the platforms it has, I would say, for about the last six. But, you know, hadn't really jumped completely on board. Like had one toe on and go, oh, wait a minute. No. That's not my comfort zone. My comfort zone is over here in all the muck. So, and I kept jumping back down. But recently I have been jumping forward. So it's amazing how easy it gets when we get out of our own way.
Isn't that the truth? I really do think that we know what to do, but we resist our own good. When we start to give in to our own good and to do the things that we are feeling the urge to do, they're coming like little nudges from within, and sometimes they're nudges from without. It says, go this way. And when you start doing that, that's when life takes on this ease. That's when it becomes a lot smoother. So I'm glad to hear that's what's going on for you.
Oh, thank you. And I've been hearing from a lot of people on the site that I think there's been a great energy shift and an awareness that's taking place with so many people. And, you know, we get a lot of emails about how people are starting to experience that sort of shift into or onto the escalator.
Yeah.
I
love hearing that because it's available to everybody listening. And for some reason, and I'm just following my intuition right now, I feel compelled to tell you about the Texas fires that were here for a while.
Okay.
I live in Texas, and we've gone through a 9-month drought to the point where it looked like the entire state of Texas could go up in flames depending on what kind of fire started. And we had a couple hundred fires started, including one gigantic one that I got to see from an airplane that was so long and so unnerving. It looked like it was a Hollywood disaster movie. And I'm looking at all of that, and I'm going, okay, what's my role here? What can I do? And I came to my computer, and I sent out an email to my list saying, let's all hold the thought for rain, for fires going out, for people being protected. And I said, even if you don't believe this group consciousness thing works, what is it going to hurt you to close your eyes, meditate, and feel peace? And I went on to say, what I'm asking you to do is find where there's fires in your own being. Where have you not forgiven somebody? Where are you still resentful? And I said, let's go on and dissolve those fires in us, because I think they're related to the fires outside of us. Well, I sent out a couple emails asking people to do that. First of all, rain started coming weeks before it was expected, because the meteorologists are all making projections, and they had projected we would get rain eventually. But it came sooner than expected. Every single friend that I knew that was in an area where they had to be evacuated, they were all able to go home, and all their homes were safe. But here's the real punchline. a couple weeks ago, I'm at home, and it got really dark here. The power went out in the house. A storm hit, and it rained 3 inches in 1 hour over my house.
Oh, my gosh.
It was amazing. You know, within an hour, it had stopped. The power was back on. I was able to measure because I have a pool, and I had measured it before it rained, and I measured after it rained. And it didn't really rain beyond my neighborhood. It did rain in my neighborhood, but it was almost like this is how you manifest what you want. You focus on your goal. You get clear inside of yourself. You get outside support if you need it or want it or feel inspired to get it. And in my case, I enlisted the help of my email list. We were able to make it rain. We were able to stop fires. We were able to end the drought. But it was almost like since I was the one instigating this, the universe wanted to make sure I had plenty of water. So it dumped.
Oh,
and believe me, I almost danced in the rain. I was so grateful. I went out and stood in it for a while. This is what I'm talking about with instant manifestation and the power that we have today. A lot of people look at the world and I go, oh, it's a terrible time. And I'm thinking, it's not a terrible time. In many ways, what's going on is a spiritual kick in the butt. It's saying,
yeah.
Quit trying to wrestle everything that happens with your ego and your physicality and start turning within. Start being, you know, tranquil within yourself so that you can see the tranquility outside in the world. So that's why I support what you're doing and shows that you're doing like this, because it helps get that message out there, and that's how we make a difference in the planet. It's an inside job.
I agree. I do agree. And it's nice to I'm just happy to hear that so many people are kind of getting the message also, you know, and that there are. When I started Dr. Tranquility 10 years ago, there weren't a lot of other sites like mine. There were specific healers promoting themselves, and that was kind of still early on, you know, in the game. It hadn't quite peaked. Mm-hmm. But there weren't sites that kind of promoted multiple healers and just said, come on, let's all get together. And and so it was kind of unique. And I've just been really blessed to see now that there are so many other sites like this who promote so many, like DrTranquility.com, who promote so many other types of people and types of healing, and to get the feedback, and we've had the growth that we've had, you know, which has been amazing to me. I mean, sometimes I just wake up and I'm like, how did we become this large? You know, it seems like it happened overnight. And just have so many other healers that will write in to us and then ask us to kind of promote them and to be able to support others in getting the word out, as you so well said.
That's beautiful. Well, you know, I have the same kind of feeling, because when I stop and look back, I've written 50-some books. Instant Manifestation is like number 54. And I've got all these CDs and DVDs and e-books and this, that, and the other. And a part of me goes, how is that possible? But in reality, it's the same thing you've done. You know, you get an idea a long time ago, and you act on that idea, and then there's another idea, and you act on that idea. At some point, a decade later, or in my case, a couple decades later, you stop and you turn around and go, wow, look at my inventory. Look at my list. Look what I did. And I'm bringing it up so everybody realizes you start someplace.
Yes.
When I started on the Internet, I opened my email list for business. There was nobody on the list. I mean, I put myself on the list so I can break the ice. And over time, as you keep doing one thing after the other, you stop, you look back, and suddenly you're a presence that's recognized. That's what you've done, and there's a real teaching lesson there.
Well, thank you. And I know it was funny because we didn't charge for any, you know, for most, until just in the last year did we start to charge for anything, because I had this incorrect belief system that it was not, somewhere in my conscious or subconscious thought process was that it was not okay to earn a living doing this.
Yeah.
Just keep putting money into it and keep getting bigger, but let's not make anything from it. And then I remembered something that I'd read that you had written, and I decided, okay, well, let's put the magazine up, because I'd started the magazine a few years ago and took it down because it was just so expensive to operate if it was all coming from me. And I said, well, I'll charge $1.95. And I can remember I left my mailbox open that night as I went to bed, and I kept hearing the PayPal. It would land, and I was like, and there's another one, and there's another one. And I thought, wow, this is fantastic. And that actually came from you.
Really?
That was a lesson I learned from you. You were talking about your book sales on the internet and how when you first started to hear the sales coming in and how that made you feel. And it was just such a joyous feeling, and it felt really good. And, you know, I'm saying this to other people who will listen to us so they know, you know, it doesn't have to be a lot of money, and it doesn't have to be a huge project. But just start it.
Exactly. Boy, isn't that the truth? It doesn't. I love what you just said. It doesn't have to be a lot of money. It doesn't have to be a huge project. I keep reminding people, you can start really small. You can start exactly where you're at. And even if you start making a little bit of money, that little bit of money will lead to more. And it gives you that rush, that great feeling of excitement that you're doing something that you believe in, that's worthwhile, that people are spending money for because they believe in it as well. So there's real acknowledgement for what you're doing, a confirmation that you're on the right path. And then that encourages you to do more, to expand. And it begins this fun process. And I know what story you're talking about. For me, it was when my very first ebook was released.
Yes.
Because the very first ebook was called Hypnotic Writing. And I didn't think people were buying ebooks. I didn't believe it would really sell. And I finally reluctantly let Mark Joyner put it up. And he sold, I think, 600 of them overnight. And I woke up in the morning and I saw all these emails and I thought somebody was spamming me. And then I realized each one was a receipt, and each one was an order. And e-books were something you didn't have to print, you didn't have to have in a warehouse, you didn't have to put in an envelope with mail, there were no printing costs, postage costs. And my goodness, the excitement from that was just, I'm laughing and giggling and got chills on me right now to relive it. And that was a long time ago.
It's an amazing feeling, and it really changes once you step into for me, and I don't want to tell everybody else what to do. You'll find your way of doing it. For me, once I stepped into that place, then other things just started, that law of attraction kicked in on that level.
Yeah.
And things just started coming in that were just amazing and so much bigger than I ever thought they'd be, and huge projects, you know, that now it's kind of like corralling cats almost. I'm like, wait a minute. Okay, I got to stop trying to track stuff just for a second so I can figure out how to pull this all off.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, which has just been incredible. It's just incredible. So I'm just so grateful to you for this. And speaking of your music, Blue Healer, because we are going to play a little portion of your track here in just a moment.
Thank you.
Tell me about the backstory for track one, Blue Healer. I love that piece. And I have to say just one more thing. I'm sorry for interrupting.
Yeah, go ahead.
When I went to play the pieces, I didn't actually play them in succession. I sort of stopped for a minute and thought, okay, which one is the one that I meant to play? And it actually, for me, started with track three, Soothing Muse, and then track two, Secret Harp. And then I went to track one, which is kind of interesting that I went backwards, but that sounds like me. So, and it was just, they're all just so amazing. But tell us about Blue Healer.
Well, thank you, first of all, for loving it and wanting to play it and share it and so forth. It's been a labor of love. It's my first music CD. I'm actually going into the studio tomorrow to record my second one. I probably will have three CDs out this year. Which is another thing I want people to realize. Last year, I was not calling myself a musician. This year, I will have three CDs out by 2012. Magic and miracles really exist when you follow your passion, you do what you love, you follow the little life signposts to tell you which way to go. And with Blue Healer, all I did was follow the signposts. I was running into people, more and more people who were into music. I ran into a rare instrument, a harp guitar from 1915 made by Gibson, and I was in the right place at the right time. I tell people one of the secrets of the universe is to say yes to the opportunities when they come your way and they feel right. I came across this harp guitar, felt right to buy, and even though at the time I had never even seen one, probably never even heard of one, let alone knew how to play one. But I bought it, I love it, and I ended up playing it on almost not all the tracks, but on several of the tracks on my CD called Blue Healer. So the whole thing has been an inspiration. Even Blue Healer itself, it's a blend of what I've been calling blues music meets New Age or trance music. And it it's the combination
that's
helping.
Exactly what it is.
Yeah.
It's exactly what it is. Yeah.
Well,
and
it's, helping, it's helping people relax, and I actually believe it's helping them heal. And that's because when I was recording each track, especially that first one you mentioned, I was consciously intending to infuse it with healing energy. I was using Reiki energy. I was using Qigong energy. I was using my breathing and my intention to insert into the music, on whatever kind of quantum level you want to consider, a vibe that would help people heal. And what's amazing is I've had people who didn't know that walk up to me and hand me a note and tell me that they were able to heal an injury. Like one woman walked up at a seminar not too long ago, handed me a note and told me she had a hand injury that wasn't being healed, but she was listening to Blue Healer, and that hand healed, and she's able to use it now.
Wow.
So those are like side effects that I didn't promote that. I didn't say, you know, I intentionally put the healing in. I'm confessing that now for you and your audience. But,
well, I even had this experience I was sharing with you a little bit before we started the recording today, and I'll just share it with some other people because it's my personal experience. But I was, you know, I woke up in a relatively good mood, feeling very grateful. I'm about to have an interview with Joe Vitale. Are you kidding? So I'm really excited about that. And then just so many great things going on the site, and just feeling proud of the site and the people who are coming on board and working with me and their work, which are just great group of young people who are doing a lot of the back end stuff that everybody doesn't see. And a little bit feeling a little overwhelmed as I woke up. And I said, oh, my goodness, because I woke up a little bit late because I was working through the night, as sometimes I'll do when I get creative. And I was really rushing about and thinking, oh, I've got to do this, I've got to do that, I've got to do this, where's my coffee? Da-da-da-da-da-da. And then I'm thinking, no, coffee is not good for you at this moment. So I put the cup down and I'm like, da-da-da-da-da, and I'm sitting in front of the computer, 10 million emails hitting me in the face. And I put on Blue Healer. And I just stopped for a second. It was like everything stopped for just a split second. There was no noise. And every single category, because they really weren't problems, they were blessings, but every single thing that I was seeing as an overwhelming contributor or a contributor to what was turning into an overwhelming issue of stuff to get done in the next hour and a half, just melted away. That whole negative, stressed energy melted away, and it compartmentalized. And each compartment, each category I was able to then even build on. It was amazing. And
wow.
it was just simple. It was like my creative juices started to flow in each category. And there were, I'm talking about quite a bit, you know, in an hour and a half. And each area just melted in perfectly.
You know what I love about what you just said? First, I appreciate the compliment because you said you were listening to Blue Healer. And I love that you were able to do that. But I think there's another secret being revealed here. And that's the idea that when we relax, a lot of things take care of themselves.
Yeah.
Meaning when we relax, we have the clarity to know what needs to be done and when. We're not as confused. We're not as overwhelmed. We're not as scattered. We're just not going a little crazy because of these different projects. And a real secret is just relaxing. And if Blue Healer was the means for you to do that today, then, you know, I as a musician or the father of that CD am proud and say thank you. But I think the secret is relaxing.
I think you're right. And what's wonderful about your CD is that, you know, I practice many different modalities and protocols myself. You know, I'm a mental health expert. Mm-hmm. And in psych, and then I practice hypnotic anesthesiology, mind-body medicine, blah, 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 botanical medicine.
Mm-hmm.
But all those things take time. You know, if you really want to stop and get into a deep, relaxed state, it's going to take you, even if you're accustomed to doing it, a little bit of time. Whereas the minute I put the CD on, I stopped almost instantaneously.
Wow.
And I didn't even realize it at first. I was just starting to write things down and then answer. All of a sudden I looked up and it was perhaps 3 minutes.
Wow.
And everything had changed. There had been a complete shift in my mental and then following my physical behavior as a result of just having this on for a couple minutes.
I I love it. I'm almost speechless. I'm just feeling so proud of my little baby. Blue Healer
is
done.
Well, your little baby's doing really well.
Well, if it's okay, I need to tell people how they can hear some of the excerpts.
Absolutely.
Besides the ones you're going to play. There is a website for Blue Healer, and it's at healingmojomusic.com. www.healingmojomusic.com. And they can read all about it. They can hear the excerpts from it and so forth all over there.
Oh, wonderful.
Thanks.
We'll mention that a few more times in the show. But for now, we are going to take a quick little break here, and we are going to pause to allow you, as I have been blessed by this wonderful man, Dr. Joe Vitale, I'm going to share with you about a minute of Blue Healer.
Oh, thank
Please
you.
Enjoy. Welcome back, and I hope you found Blue Healer to be as amazing as I have found it. It was a wonderful experience for me, and we are back with Dr. Joe Vitale, the daddy of that CD and the creator of Instant Manifestation. And again, we're just so honored and blessed, and to keep it moving with your tracks, because they all have such amazing stories. As Secret Harp, am I guessing that came out of the Gibson harp guitar?
Yes, Secret Harp, meaning that most people never even heard of it, including me. What's really ironic is I now own two of them. It's one of those things.
Joe, you're going to have to choose between guitars and cars.
Yeah,
or maybe
harp
not.
Guitars.
Your own island.
I was traveling a couple weeks ago, and I went into a vintage guitar store, and there was another harp guitar. I didn't buy it because I already have two, but I thought, why am I attracting all of these Gibson harp guitars? That would have been three. Most people never even heard of it. But it's a beautiful instrument because it's a true combination of a harp and a guitar. You would hold it like a guitar, but it's huge, so you need to be fairly large because your arm has to wrap around it. And the bottom part of it has a fretboard, and you would play that like a normal guitar. There's six strings. But right above it is another neck that has 10 large strings on it, which are the harp strings. And you can play just the guitar, and the top part of it will resonate. It's called sympathetic resonance. And they'll vibrate because the bottom part is being plucked. But if you know what you're doing, you can play the guitar part, then you can pause and play some harp, then you can go back to the guitar, and you can just kind of bounce back and forth. That's the Secret Harp, and that's the 1915 Gibson harp guitar. It's museum quality, it's exquisite, it's heavenly, it's odd, it's wonderful, it's healing. I mean, I could probably come up with all kind of adjectives.
And there's a great picture of you playing it.
Yeah, that's me on the cover of the CD. Holding it and playing it. In fact, I can look at the harp guitar from where I'm at right now as I'm talking to you. It says hello.
Hi. It's beautiful. It's a beautiful instrument.
Yeah.
It really is. Wow. And I have never seen one prior to looking at this picture, and I found myself kind of, you know, you take a quick look at something and you're like, what?
Yeah.
You double back and you're like, am I seeing what I think I'm seeing?
Yeah, it is different, but it's truly wonderful.
It really is. It's like harp meets cello meets traditional Spanish guitar.
Yeah, that's right. That's the feel.
Yeah, wow. Amazing. Okay, so as we talk about Secret Harp, is there anything in particular you'd like to share with us on this particular track?
You know, each track is inspired, so they're different in their own ways, and in many ways, I can't even describe how they're different, because inspiration was coming through. I'm in the studio, and I'm kind of guided to play the instrument in whatever way I'm guided to do. There's not a conscious, it needs to go this way, it's not a left brain, got to follow a particular note pattern. It's more like allowing the divine to get played or to play me. And so the end result ends up being this relaxing, healing, gentle, soothing tranquility, I guess. It just ends up being something inspired by itself. I don't know if I'm explaining it well or not, because it's different than my writing or when I'm typically interviewed. You know, I can be very articulate, I can be very left brain, I can be very chronological. But I go into the studio to create a healing CD, and I'm using an instrument like this Gibson harp guitar. I'm kind of having to let go totally and be guided from what I call the divine. So, boy, what more can I say except I allowed the muse to play the harp guitar using my fingers.
That is amazing. And your full brain.
Yeah, more than what I was aware of.
And I like the part where you're talking about retuning your inner guitar.
Yeah.
I think that's a fabulous way of putting it. And that is actually what this CD will do.
Yeah, it's all about us being in alignment with the universe itself. Whenever we feel like things aren't working, whether, you know, we can't manifest or we don't know the law of attraction or we can't get it to work or whatever, more often than not, everything in the world is just perfectly fine. We've fallen out of tune. And that's just using the musical term. You know, if anybody picks up a guitar and they strum it and it sounds awkward, it means some of the strings are probably not in tune. And you get a little tuner and you go to each string and you put it in tune. And when you're done, you strum it. And now it sounds right. Well, the universe was fine before that. You just had to get in alignment and in tune to be one with the universe. The music, in a way, is helping you fall into the rhythm of the music of the universe. It's tuning your inner guitar or whatever instrument you feel like you are. But it's just helping you get in alignment with it.
That is amazing. And so on that note, we're going to listen to track 2, which is Secret Harp. Please enjoy. As relaxing as I did. This is Dr. Tranquility, Lydia here, and I'm sitting with Dr. Joe Vitale, and we are talking about a whole lot of things, but among them, his most recent CD, if I'm not mistaken there, is it the most recent CD, Blue Healer?
Yes.
We're talking a bit about how he's going to be coming out with another one by the end of the year, and the track you were just listening to was track 2, called Secret Harp. And if you want to hear any excerpts of his music, feel free to go to www.healingmojomusic.com. And so, since I have this opportunity to speak with the man, we're just going to continue this little journey here as we're talking about manifestation also and bringing the book back together a little bit in here. And that book launch is on the 11th, correct?
Absolutely. I'm doing a major launch October 11th, Tuesday, and it's for the book Instant Manifestation. There is a website called instantmanifestationbook.com, if you felt like sharing that, www.instantmanifestationbook.com.
Okay, great. And we were talking a little bit about, and also you have a blog that I noticed as part of your blog.mrfire.com.
Yes.
Secret to instant manifestation. I don't know what is with me in the word manifestation. Part 2.
Yeah.
First day with a new mouth. So tell us a little bit about this blog, because it's amazing. And there's there are also excerpts on here as well, and there's some music and...
Well, my blog is my pet project. I'm really honored that you asked me about it because it's the place to find the most up-to-date information about me and what I'm doing. That's where I write about my most recent insights. That's where I write about my music, the people I run into, book reviews. It's how I'm narrating my life. And in many ways, my latest discoveries, the things that I think are breakthroughs that I want people to know about, I put it on my blog. And I tell people, if you really want to know what I'm doing these days and to keep up with, you know, the law of attraction, instant manifestation, my music, and all of that, go to my blog. And that's at blog.mrfire, and that's shorthand, MRFIRE.com, blog.mrfire.com. And, boy, I've written so much. In fact, you know, I was talking about the Texas wildfires.
It's here.
There's two columns in there where you can see where I was asking people to put out the fires within themselves to help put out the fires on the outside in Texas. So if you were curious about how I approached that and what I wrote, there's columns right there on my blog that you can read.
That is amazing. And I also love some of the other titles that you have. When Bliss is a Bitch.
Yes.
That's great. That's like one of those titles like the children / adult book, Please Go Bleep to Sleep.
Yes.
It's like a great one. It just gets it all in there. It cuts to the chase.
Well, I love writing titles like that. I got one of my favorite articles in here is called My Lunch with God. And I'm strongly encouraging people to read that one because that was mind-blowing. It's a true story. And it's a mind-blowing one because it happened to me. And then I went and wrote about it and shared it with everybody else.
Wow. That is amazing. That's just amazing. And also the cool Law of Attraction shortcut. That sounds interesting.
Yeah. Well, I can tell you what that is.
All of us want immediate gratification.
Yeah. Well, I can tell you what that one is because I think your listeners would want to know. The cool law of attraction shortcut is basically asking yourself this question. Wouldn't it be cool if, and then fill in the blank with what you would like to have, do, or be? See, one of the problems that people have with attracting what they want or manifesting or instant manifestation or any of this is they put a whole lot of desperation on their request. In other words, they say they want to attract something. I want to have a new job or a certain amount of money or a spouse or better health. But they say it with an urgency and a demand, not realizing that the universe or the divinity responds to that feeling. So you may mouth the words, I intend to have a new job by Friday. But if underlying it is the feeling, I need it by Friday or my whole world's going to collapse, the universe is responding to the feeling, and so you are basically self-sabotaging yourself. A way to get around it is to ask the wonderful question, wouldn't it be cool if I had a new job by Friday? Or wouldn't it be cool if my new book becomes a New York Times bestseller? Or wouldn't it be cool if I found my soulmate within the next 30 days and just more or less ran into them easily and effortlessly and for the highest good of all concerned? By framing the question with the phrase, wouldn't it be cool if, you take the charge off of the request or the intention. So that's why it's a cool shortcut to the law of attraction. You're being playful. You're not being, you know, needy or addicted or desperate in order to have what you want. You're just kind of like, wow, my life's pretty cool, and wouldn't it be cool if, fill in the blank.
I love that.
It's simple and it's fun.
It is fun and it does take the stress out. And I think you're very right when we start to panic about what we're putting out there, which is easy to do when you first start to tap into this belief system or just way of being. It can be a little in the beginning, oh my goodness, especially, you know, I was raised devout Roman Catholic, so the idea of just sort of letting go and allowing yourself to have and have it be okay without the other shoe dropping is always kind of like, I'm like, uh-oh, whoa. But once you can kind of relax into it, it really does open up and you're just sort of folding new things in. It's almost
there's that
like,
word relax again. I think that's one of our key words for today.
And it is.
I also wanted your listeners to know, I've written quite a bit about beliefs about deservingness and about money and about self-esteem and all of that. I have a free book that all of your listeners can read, anybody that's interested. It's on attracting money. Just go to attractmoneynow.com and they can download it for nothing. It's my way of helping when I hear people struggling and they don't know how to make things work. go to www.attractmoneynow.com, and that book, which reveals a seven-step formula to attract money, can help them out. And the first one is all along the lines of what you were just talking about. A lot of us have beliefs, depending on what we were brought up as, or the culture, or the religion, or, you know, government, whatever it happens to be, that's influencing how we perceive the world and what we allow in our world today. And we need to become aware of that, because if it's not serving us, it may be time to change it or replace it.
Yes. And it's, you know, find, there's also, I think initially, it can be okay to find a safe bridge.
Yes.
You know, I think my personal belief, and I think a lot of people also feel in this new era that we're in, that it is okay to have both, and that you're not leaving behind God, right?
Yeah.
You're actually becoming one and stepping into your power.
Yes.
That where he lives in us.
I love that. I'm so glad you said that. I tell people, because there have been people who have objected to the law of attraction. It's saying, well, it's giving you these powers and it's replacing God. And I would tell them, it's not replacing God at all. In fact, this is a God-given power or a divine-given power to you, but it doesn't give you power to control the world. You can't go and, you know, if I can control the world, I'd be giving everybody jobs and I'd be putting out fires by spitting on them. And I mean, I'd be doing all kind of amazing things. I don't have that kind of control. I am not God, but I do have God-given powers that allow me to do things that previously I might have thought were impossible. And I may have more powers than I even know, because I'm growing and awakening even now as we speak.
Yes, I agree. We all, and everyone does. If you allow, you know, God, and my mother used to say, God didn't create fools. So if you allow yourself to be accepting and receiving, then, and just allow him to work within you or your universal power, whatever term you want to place on it, you will find that you'll automatically relax into this place where there is no stressor on creating the abundance and receiving. And it's almost like folding egg whites. You know, just keep folding in, for those of you who cook. I like to cook. You know, and you're just folding them in constantly, and it's like this new piece that gets to come on board and elevate you even more. And it's just an amazing, amazing experience. And on that note, we're going to play track 3, which is Soothing Muse. How fitting.
Nice. Thank you.
I hope you guys enjoy. This is track 3 off of Blue Healer, Soothing Muse. To that. I hope you enjoyed it, and we are so honored and blessed to have with us Joe Vitale, an amazing healer, fantastic musician, Gibson harp guitar nut and aficionado, and we're chatting a bit about his CD, the entire CD, called Blue Healer, and he's going to be coming out with some more, and I have to tell you, I'm really excited to listen to the next one also, because the work that you're doing with this music is just amazing. And as a therapist, you know, musical therapy and resonance has always been something that we're aware of. But you've really elevated it to a completely different level.
Oh, good. Thank you.
Blue Healer. So I highly recommend it. I think it's an amazing CD maybe to have going in the background in some households where their children are suffering from ADHD. To just kind of take that down to another level. And I'd be very fascinated. I'm just thinking, that would make a great study.
It would be. That's a great idea. That would make a great study. Yeah.
But I, you know, that just popped up as I was saying it. But I think I really believe from what my experience has been with this music that it can have an impact. So for those of you who do have children in the household or adults, there are a lot of adults running around out there with ADHD and ADD also. So feel free to just put it on in the background as you're doing other things. You know, maybe you're doing your laundry or the kids are doing their homework. Great time to put it on in the background. And just sort of put the one on that you think will resonate the most with the children and the teens and yourself and see what your experience is. And then feel free to write in to me, certainly, at Lydia, L-Y-D-I-A, you guys should know how to spell that by now, at drtranquility.com, and let me know. And I would be happy to pass anything along to Joe's team and let them know what your responses are. Because I have a funny feeling that's going to be a very effective protocol. Mm.
That sounds beautiful. I know massage therapists and Pilates and yoga people are playing it in their studios and their gyms. I've been getting a lot of feedback from that. So it seems to really be a background healing element that I didn't know people would use for that reason. But, of course, I'm flattered and honored and glad to hear it.
Yes, it's wonderful. It is wonderful. Okay, and so again, let's just recap a few things here, because we'll just sit here and keep chatting, which is not bad. It's wonderful. I'm very honored, but I want to make sure we're getting some of this information out. So instant manifestation, www.instantmanifestationbook.com would be the website that you can use to find out more about that. Of course, we're doing an entire feature for Dr. Joe Vitale on drtranquility.com, and we'll have all these links. So don't worry about trying to get it all written down. Just stay present. I'm just reminding you.
Yeah.
To find out more about Blue Healer and to hear some wonderful excerpts and then buy the bloody thing, I recommend it highly. This is one of the best Christmas gifts, stocking stuffer gifts, whatever gifts, Hanukkah gifts. Let me not get myself in trouble here. I have to stop doing because then all of a sudden I'm trying to remember every other. Anybody you want to give a present to, universal holidays, okay? This is a great stocking stuffer and or a gift, a grab bag gift for offices. To find out more about Blue Healer, go to www.healingmojomusic.com. And we're so honored and blessed to have you here. And also make sure you do check out Dr. Joe Vitale's blog at, I'm going to spell this out for you guys, ready? Blog, I'm not spelling that out, .mrfire.com and then slash, which you'll be able to find this, I'm sure, but /the-secret-2-instant-manifestation. I did it again. /part2, and we're going to have that right there, so you're not going to have to worry about it. And in the special amazing edition that we've been blessed and honored to have an opportunity to do with this amazing healer and man who walks barely among us because he's so fantastic with all of his gifts that he shares with us all, you're going to be able to find, we're doing a little interview that will be based on my interview that you're hearing right now, and in that particular section of the special edition of Dr. T-Zone, you will find all of these links. So again, and on the website, you don't worry about writing anything down. Just enjoy the moment and go with the flow. And there was another piece that I had to say I was looking at your blog, and the fallacy of outside forces, I thought, was a really amazing title, too.
Well, you know, I am a copywriter and a marketer and an author, so I love coming up with titles that will make you read, you know?
Yeah.
Titles that will make you read. And I also, one of my teachings is there are no outside forces. It's everything's happening inside of us, and we're attracting them to us. They seem like they're coming from the outside, but what we're doing is seeing the mirror of what's inside of us. It's almost like our brain is this projector, and what it projects out there is what we see and we take for reality. And the bigger point here is that if you want to change any of that stuff that you see on the outside, you don't do it on the outside. You do it on the inside. I've often told people it's a little bit like if you go to shave in the morning or put on your makeup in the morning, you look in the mirror, but you don't reach over and put the makeup on the mirror, and you don't reach over and shave the mirror. You go and do it on you. And that's really the metaphor for life, and that's why there's no outside forces. Again, it seems like it because we are driven by these beliefs that are largely unconscious. This is why even in my new book, Instant Manifestation, the subtitle says the real secret to making the law of attraction work for you. And that's because most people don't know that they're attracting due to their unconscious beliefs, not their conscious beliefs. And this is one of my biggest, I hope, gifts to the world, because it's very important that I get this out there, is that once you get clear of the unconscious beliefs, then you're in that flow of life and things just seem to come to you easily and effortlessly, and you end up living this life of magic and miracles. And I didn't tell your listeners, but, you know, decades ago I was homeless and I was in poverty for about 10 years. I did not know about the law of attraction. I was struggling. I was really having a miserable, even suicidal time. Yet today I live the lifestyle of one of the rich and famous. You know, I'm having a ball. I'm in the flow. And when I look at that and go, how does somebody go from desperate, homeless, and poverty, unhappy, to rich, famous, you know, successful books, now musicians, CDs, I get to do shows like this. And the big answer, and I don't want to oversimplify it, but the big answer is the more I cleaned up the inside of me, the more the outer world seemed to change. And that's why I wrote that blog post about the fallacy of outside forces. It's not the outside forces. It seems like it, but it's really you. And that's not a cause for guilt or blame or beating yourself up or anything. It's a call for personal responsibility. That's what it's really about.
Absolutely. Well, we are going to play some more tracks here for you. I'm going to do one quick thing, Dr. Vitale, if you will bear with me. We always do a little relaxation moment. Mm. And so we're going to pause here for a moment, go grab your water, and just get comfy and sit for a second. And let's begin.
It's Ed Mike. when we come out of it, as we take our deep inhalation, we're going to inhale for a count of five, and exhale for a count of five, following the sound of my voice, knowing that all other sounds will only serve to take you deeper and deeper into relaxation and peace as you breathe. And if you are in your car, please make sure that you've pulled to the side of the road and you're not doing this while driving. This is not a meditation to use while you drive. All right. And inhaling again for a count of five. And we're going to exhale for a count of five. Focusing again on the sound of my voice, you will recognize other sounds, but you'll simply recognize and release them while you breathe. While you breathe. In a moment, we're going to count from 10 down to 1, and when we reach the number 1, you will have moved in your mind's eye to a place that is relaxing, refreshing, and where you feel completely at peace. So let's begin. 10, going deeper down, 9, 8, going deeper down, 7, 6, going deeper down, 5, 4, going deeper down, 3, 2, going deeper down, 1, and you're there. Taking note of your special and magical place, pick a spot there where you're free to relax and to just rest a bit. This may be a place that you've created in your mind, huh? Or a place that you've visited or would like to visit. Noticing the colors and various fragrances, the aromas, the animal sounds, perhaps running water. Whatever it is that helps you to feel your most relaxed in your unique and special place. Taking a quick mental note as we just find a comfortable spot there. Sitting in our comfortable, safe place, in our comfortable spot within our safe place, let's just relax your forehead and all the muscles in and around your eyes. Parting your teeth, allowing your jaw to relax while you breathe. Relaxing your throat and the back of your neck, moving across your shoulders and down your arms, extending out of your fingertips. Any energy, just allow it to flow from your fingertips the way water flows from a faucet or a waterfall while you breathe. Relaxing your upper back, mid-back, and your lower back, moving along your hips now. Down your legs, over the knees, into the heels of your feet, pushing forward and out any remaining tension, allowing it to escape. The way steam escapes from the tea kettle on the stove. While you breathe. While you breathe. Good. Picture and imagine your box. Now this is a box that we're going to make a deposit into today. It might be as small as you need. Be as small as a ring box, jewelry box, in fact, or as large as a construction site dumpster. Whatever works for you today to deposit your stressors, that's the size that you may create. Make it in a material that you choose, metal, wood, seashell, glass, anything that you need to create your special box. The only feature or characteristic of the box is that it will have a deposit slot similar to an ATM where we can make our deposits today. And don't worry about how many you need to toss in there, because once they're inside, they spontaneously evaporate and there's always room for more stuff. You'll also find another feature on your box is a lock. And we're just going to toss the key here in your safe place because we don't need it. As we said, everything will spontaneously evaporate, but that prevents it from any escape as we're sticking it in there, just depositing it. I will sit quietly for a moment, for 1 moment of clock time is the equivalent to 1 hour of relaxation time, and you will find that's all the time that you need. Very good. Now I'm going to ask you to think of your top stressor today and deposit it into your box. And when you deposit it in, I'm going to ask you to exhale. And then once it's released in the box, deep inhalation, you'll notice that you're feeling lighter and freer than you have in quite some time. So let's make that deposit. Feeling lighter and freer. Lighter and freer. Very good. Focusing on my voice. And releasing. awesome. Now we're going to pick one more stressor, and we're going to release that into the box when you're ready. Remember, release and then exhale. Calm and feeling lighter and freer than you can remember feeling in quite some time. And finally, our third stressor today. And we're going to release it again, feeling lighter and freer. Exhaling, letting it all go. Very good. Now I'd like you to pick a color of a balloon. And this is a great big balloon, sort of like those helium balloons that the gentleman used when crossing the channel in his armchair. He can do it. We can definitely get rid of these stressors. So you're going to picture a balloon, whatever color works for you. If you need it to be a healing green, a soothing blue, or an action red. Picture a big cord attached to the end of the balloon, and we're going to tie it to yourself, just tying it there in your special safe place around the box. Once it's securely tied around the box, and no matter how you tie it, it will be secure. So just tie it, let it go. You're going to picture and imagine the box drifting higher and higher and further away, out of sight. And as it does, you're feeling lighter and freer than you ever have before, lighter and freer than you can imagine feeling in quite some time. Lighter and freer as it drifts further and further away. Lighter and freer. Carried off into the sky. It's almost gone. Just let it go. Lighter and freer feeling. And it's stretching further and further away. Further and further away. Further and further away. Very good. Very good. And lighter and freer. And it's gone. Oh, God. Now I'd like you to sit for a moment, if you would. Get a picture and imagine a wonderful healing light entering the heels of your feet, feeling all the way up to the tips of your toes, moving up your legs now, almost as if a straw has entered the top of your head and the universe is just pulling this healing energy right through your body. Moving over your knees, your hips, up your lower back, middle of your back, your shoulder blades, entering through your fingertips, moving straight up now through the back of your neck, just feeling healing energy and relaxed, just filling your entire head, and moving straight out of the top. Now I want you to picture and imagine it emanating from every pore, and you are creating a beautiful white light bubble around you. This is your safe, protected bubble that will carry you throughout your day and your week until we meet again next week. In a moment, we're going to begin to ascend. We're going to count from 1 up to 10. When we reach the number 10, you will have moved in your mind's eye back to and be present, actually, in listening to me here, wherever you are. I know there are so many of you that write in every week telling me where you are and how your journey was, and I thank you for that. So let's begin. 1, climbing higher. 2, 3, climbing higher. 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Feeling very refreshed and relaxed, present in the moment, very alert. Open your eyes anytime in the next 60 seconds that you feel ready. And they're open. And we're going to just pause for listening to our lovely theme music, or actually listening to a lovely track. And we're just going to go to that track now and take a moment to get present, enjoy your water.
Okay. Well, I hope you enjoyed that. And I'm so blessed and honored to be able to have this during, I mean, I had an easy relaxation session with you guys today. I'm kind of cheating because it's coming after all this amazing healing music. Mm. So how could it not work? But we just sort of do this little meditation that we do every week. And so, you know, just talking about Blue Healer, there are five amazing tracks on this particular CD. The next CD that you're coming out with, how many do you think, how many tracks are you planning to have on that particular?
There's going to be 10, and it's completely different because the next CD is my debut as a singer and songwriter, meaning that I've written all the songs on it. I'm going to sing all the songs. I'm playing guitar on all the songs. They're all original songs. The CD is called Strut, and the subtitle is Songs of Inspiration, Motivation, and Transformation. And I just yesterday put up a website for it. So, again, your listeners are the first to hear about this. It's
wow.
At, yeah, you, this is another exclusive.
Thank you. This is an honor.
I haven't told anybody yet. This is brand new. It's at www.getupandstrut.com.
Oh, that is fantastic.
Getupandstrut.com. And it's more motivational. I've got messages that I want people to get, and I've got some opinions about different things, and I've turned them all into songs, and some of them are pretty moving. I mean, I'll tell you one song, and again, this is exclusive news because I've not talked about any of them anywhere. But I had heard a couple weeks ago about a friend of a friend who was given 3 months to live, and I really processed that. I kept thinking, what if I was given 3 months to live? What would I do? What would I say? What would I want to experience? What would I, you know, what decisions would you make? How would it influence it? And I ended up writing a song. And the whole idea behind the song is to look at it in a very upbeat way, but to ask yourself, what would you do if you had 3 months to live? And then more importantly, go do it. Because we don't know what our time is. That woman who was given 3 months to live, I found out just yesterday, she passed away. She's gone. And so I looked at that and I said, well, I don't want to write a sad song. I want to write an upbeat song, but I do want the message to get out there. And it's songs like that that have a message there that I've written. So I've got 10 songs, and it'll be Strut, and it's I describe it a little bit at getupandstrut.com.
That is amazing. What a wonderful story. And it's very impactful because we do take it for granted sometimes,
yeah.
I think. And
yeah.
We really need to be present and being successful and being our optimum self, you know, at every possible moment. And that just goes back to everything else we've been talking about today, just relaxing and standing in your presence and with your presence and allowing that presence within to come through. And you'll automatically be your optimum self.
There you go, yeah.
So that's very different from Blue Healer in the sense that Blue Healer was a compilation.
Yeah, Blue Healer is more of a gentle, soothing, relaxing, and healing CD that blues meets new age. Strut is going to be a little bit along the lines of traditional rock and roll. I'm calling it pop rock folk just to come up with something. And then right after it, I'm doing a third CD that will be out this year, and that I'm doing with a classical guitar expert. And it's going to be healing music. It's all inspired by my book Zero Limits and the Hawaiian tradition of healing called Ho'oponopono. And we'll be doing that together.
Zero Limits.
Yeah.
Yes, that was one of my favorite books. And, in fact, I was going through a little problem when I started really. I'm just wrapping up from it, actually. I don't choose to look at it that way anymore.
Yeah.
But I started reading that book, and it really changed the way I thought of some things.
Mm.
You know, I needed some, even as a quote-unquote healer practitioner person, baby on the stage and platforms of people like Dr. Joe Vitale, but you know, you still forget, at least I found, you can forget. Like, you can still get kind of caught up in something, and all of a sudden something will come along because you are open and receptive and go, wait a minute, that's an old pattern. You don't do that anymore.
Yeah, right.
Remember,
right.
This is the way you handle this. And then you're like, oh, yeah, thanks for reminding me. It's like this little post-it that drops down from the universe and lands on your forehead. just this reminder of all that can be. And so Dr. Joe Vitale, we have just been so honored and blessed, and we're going to allow a couple more of the excerpts to carry us out here. Mm. Honored and blessed to have you with us. And we thank you so much for your time and your generosity, which has been off the hook, as everybody says.
No, thank you. I'm honored to be here. I'm inspired to be here. I love what you're doing. I love your audience. Godspeed to you and everybody listening. Follow your dreams. They all do come true.
Thank you. And we're looking forward to Get Up and Strut. Because it's funny that you're doing it, because we actually play on some of the other, and there will be a few songs infused here. We play sort of what I like to think of as loving rock.
Yeah, beautiful.
Loving titles like Roller Coaster of Love by the Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Right, right.
Just interesting covers of songs that are all about love.
I love that.
Fused into our show. So I would love, if I'm not being too greedy, putting you on the spot here, to have you come back.
Oh, of course. I'll come back anytime.
CD.
Glad to do it. Do it for Strut or any other reason. Thank you very much.
Oh, thank you. And guys, thank you so much for being with us today. It's been an honor and a blessing to have Dr. Joe Vitale on, this amazing healer and teacher and scholar and musician. And do make sure that if you'd like, go to the Relaxation Lounge and just come on and check out. A lot going on. There's a lot of new stuff happening on the site this month, and I think you're going to find it very peaceful and very relaxing. And don't forget the new issue of the special edition issue of Dr. T-Zone is reserved exclusively for members who purchase, and other people, but for us members who purchase Instant Manifestation, the new book coming out on the 11th, and Dr. T-Zone's new edition comes out November 5th for the holiday copy. So I look forward to hearing from all of you, and I hope your time and your journeys are peaceful and productive and helpful and healing. So know that you're loved, my babies. Take care and be well.
Oh,